Hey everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the sometimes messy world of relationships, starting with the one you have with yourself. And speaking of relationships, have you ever noticed how our relationship with technology can feel a lot like a complicated romantic entanglement? One minute it's all butterflies and endless scrolling, the next it's leaving us feeling drained, anxious, or even a little ghosted by our own productivity. Sound familiar? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where being constantly connected is practically expected, but what happens when that connection starts to feel more like an obligation than a joy? That's what we're diving into today, developing healthy boundaries with technology. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Laura, another preaky episode about putting down my phone, hear me out. This isn't about demonizing technology. It's about finding that sweet spot where it enhances our lives instead of taking it over. Think of it like a delicious meal. We want the right balance of flavors, right? Too much salt? Ugh, a disaster. Just enough spice to make things interesting. Now you're talking. So, how do we achieve that delicious balance with technology? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you set those healthy boundaries and reclaim your time. 1. Identify your tech triggers. What apps, websites, or activities suck you in like a black hole? Ever notice how you end up scrolling for hours on Instagram even though you promised yourself you'd only check it once? Yeah, me too. Those are your triggers, those little digital sirens calling you into the abyss of endless scrolling. Once you know what they are, you can start to strategize around them. 2. Schedule tech-free zones. Remember that delicious meal analogy? Well, just like you wouldn't eat all day long without breaks, our brains need time to recharge away from screens. Designate specific times and spaces as tech-free zones, your bedroom at night, meals with loved ones, even just 30 minutes in the morning for journaling or meditation. 3. Turn off notifications seriously. Those little pings and buzzes are designed to keep you irked. They hijack our attention and interrupt our flow. Think of it like a persistent, needy ex, except this one has the power to derail your entire day. Turn off those notifications and reclaim your peace of mind. 4. Be intentional with your tech use. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, is this truly adding value to my life right now? Do I need to check it or am I just bored? This simple question can help you weed out mindless scrolling and focus on using technology in a more purposeful way. 5. Celebrate your wins. Every time you resist the urge to check your phone during a tech-free zone, every time you intentionally choose a meaningful activity over endless scrolling, celebrate it. You're building new habits, rewiring your brain, and creating space for deeper connection with yourself and the world around you. Think about that friend who always seems glued to their phone, even in deep conversations. Ever notice how they miss crucial details or just don't seem fully present? That's a classic example of technology getting in the way of real-life connection. And it can be our own reality if we're not careful. Imagine this. You're on a beautiful hike with your loved one. The sun is shining, birds are singing, and the air is crisp. But instead of soaking it all in, you're constantly checking your phone for updates, notifications, or just that little dopamine hit from social media. You miss out on the laughter, the shared moments, the simple joy of being present together. That's what technology can do. It can create a veil between us and the real world if we let it. It's not about ditching technology altogether. It's about using it consciously and intentionally so it doesn't steal our precious time and energy away from the things that truly matter. So remember these key takeaways. Identify your tech triggers, schedule tech-free zones, turn off those pesky notifications, be intentional with your tech use, and celebrate every win along the way. By taking these steps, you can create a healthy relationship with technology and reclaim your time for what matters most, connecting with yourself and the world around you in a meaningful way. Are you ready to level up your digital life? Let me know in the comments below. Share your biggest tech struggle or success story about setting boundaries. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with insights and strategies for healing your attachment style. See you next time, lovelies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.